And once again, it is with pleasure and with joy that we greet you all within the sanctuary at this time. The topic or the aspect of your consciousness that we wish to bring forward to you today is in relation to what we would term as the dream field. So for the most of mankind at this stage, it is a it is something that is not understood, the state where you enter into what you call a state of sleep. So we would like to bring a further understanding and a further energy to this for you. So for mankind at this stage, the process of the life, the physical life cycle, is that the body goes into a state of the sleep. It is a varying amount of time for each individual as to how much sleep is required, and it happens at different times of your 24-hour cycle as well. And so each individual, through their lifetime, just in a natural way, finds a natural rhythm, a natural pattern of the sleep cycle. So what is it that actually takes place when the body lays down to rest, the eyes are closed, and for all intents and purposes, the mind and the consciousness of yourself does leave the body? So what is taking place is that the aspect of your consciousness that, or shall we say, the aspect of your mind that resides within your physical form, that is used for operating your body, for navigating it through your physical world, that aspect of yourself is released from the physical form. And so the only thing that remains, or the only aspect of your consciousness that remains with your physical form, are those, shall we say, programmed instructions that allow the body to stay functioning whilst in a sleep form. And obviously that is a quite a reduced requirement, in the sense that it is just the body functioning through the breath cycle, through the heartbeat cycle, to maintain the body in a state of, shall we say, life force. So then you have released from your physical consciousness, and you have now moved that consciousness of yourself into the dream field. So in essence, you have moved away from the physical vibration into the next layer of vibration, or the next time dimension that exists. And so now the consciousness is in this dream field. It has also been referred in parts as to the astral realm. So let's just stay with the dream field at this stage, so that no other, shall we say, connotations are placed upon this understanding. So this is the same process that takes place when, termed in your world, that the person passes away or dies. Those are the terms that you are using to describe when the life force is completely removed from the physical being. Now, this is the same process that you go through when you go separating into your dream field. The major difference is, in fact, there is only one difference, and that is that the life force is not disconnected from the physical form. And so when the life force is not disconnected, this means that the consciousness can then move freely from the dream field back and forth into the physical. And so this is entirely what does take place. So now you have separated. You are in the dream field. There are many layers, there are many levels of energy to this dream field. Depending on where your consciousness is, will depend on to what level or what area of that dream field that you will experience in. Now, let's give you some examples. Many of you will have experienced perhaps a negative occurrence in your dream field, and you would refer to this perhaps as a nightmare. So what is taking place here is that you are working through some aspect of negativity within yourself. You are being forced to experience it. You are being forced to look at it. Now, who is doing the forcing here? And so we say to you, that is an aspect of yourself, because the greater purpose is for your consciousness to evolve and to be able to experience and exist in not only the dream field, but all those other fields of energy and time that also exist. And so that consciousness of yourself must work through those, we call them the lower aspects of yourself, because in reality they are. They are not as a higher vibration as those aspects of your light. And so to reach that point of light, to reach your highest vibration, it is a pathway that we all must travel, is to work through those areas within ourselves that block us or stop us from reaching and from being that true light, that positivity of our true self. And so this is one reason why we use this dream field experience. So sometimes you may have recall, sometimes you may have not. But the reality is that each time you lay down to sleep, you are separating your consciousness into this dream field to carry on your experiences, to carry on your learning and your understanding of life and life forces and the dimensions that exist completely. So isn't it fantastic that each and every day you get an opportunity to release from your physical world, to get that, shall we say, an opportunity to reconnect in a different way to your spirit. And so it is a great advantage that if you can understand that this is taking place, then you can actually start living what we would say to you is completely. For most people just tend to think that sleep is sleep, that you have maybe have a few dreams, and then you return to the physical world and get back into all the things that you have going on for you in this dimension. But your consciousness and your life experience exists over many different dimensions. And so as you understand this more, then you start to think and you start to learn that there is much that you can achieve within your dream field. Because it is the closest dimension to the physical realm, they are very similar in many ways. And so you may find that within your dream field, you are in a familiar place or with a familiar person, although they or the surroundings may look a little different, because they are, they're in a different dimension. But they are the same energies that you are working with and that you are working through. So given this understanding, you now have a knowledge that instead of just being able to grow and change and experience in your waking physical state, you can now do this in your sleep state as well. And you can work it to a point where you can do this very much on a lucid and a conscious level. So ways of doing this is, before you lay down and enter into your sleep state, is to set yourself an agenda or a program for what it is that you wish to achieve while you're away from your physical body for that duration. There are many in spirit that can also join with you in that dimension also. It is like a bridging point between those that exist in spirit only and do not have a physical form, and those who exist in the physical form. Remembering that all of those existing in a physical form also exist in that spiritual form as well. And so in this way, this is how it makes it so easy to make those connections and bridge that communication. We say that it is easy because in reality it already exists, but it is a great challenge while you are in the physical form to make that, shall we say, leap, where you understand and where you can experience the bridging of those aspects of your own consciousness through these dimensions. And so we ask you to perhaps work with your sleep state a little more. Try and practice some recall. Try and understand what it is that you are recalling. One helpful aspect of knowledge for this is to also appreciate that the communication in spirit is quite different than that of your physical world. So your physical world's communication is mainly through either the voice or the writing of the word. In spirit, the main form of communication is either through what it is you are seeing or perceiving, and through symbols. All right, and so then it becomes the challenge of being able to interpret what those symbols mean or what that experience was for you. And this does and can take practice, but we encourage you to practice. We encourage you to use that dream field as a tool, as an option for you to further your life experiences, not only in this realm, but in that realm also, and to realize that everything you do in either realm affects the other realm. So we say to you to use your energies wisely, to be clever, to be working with yourself in as many ways as you can, and to ask for assistance, and to plan what it is that you can best do within your dream field. To bring that higher understanding, to bring that clarity of your life purpose and your experiences in all dimensions. And so we trust and we place a ray of light around you that this may assist you at this point of your soul journey. And we thank you for listening. So be it. Thank you.